Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, 2017 is being dubbed the Year of Public Art by Chicago's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, DCASE. This means more investment into artist-led community projects like murals, exhibitions, and festivals, and a brand new 50x50 neighborhood arts project where DCASE will create a $1 million fund for new works in all 50 wards. The 50x50 is also celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Picasso sculpture in Daley Plaza and the one-time Wall of Respect, which was at 43rd Street and Langley on the south side. DCASE is looking for neighborhood artists, and the deadline to apply is March 10th. And it's great to welcome back in studio Mark Kelly, the commissioner of DCASE, to the Download. Good to see you, Commissioner.
It's great to be here.
So last time we chatted,
I was a rookie.
Yeah, you're a rookie. I mean, it's been a couple months now. How are things going for you over at the office, your transition from academia to being at the Department of Cultural Affairs?
It is great. I think it's fair to say I feel like I'm still in a playground. I'm on the monkey bars, and I'm going from ring to ring and staying up and having a ball and the responsibility of building out the cultural landscape of the city. What a great, awesome responsibility.
This year you've dubbed it the Year of Public Art. What does that mean? What does it mean to say that 2017 is the Year of Public Art?
Well, Chicago is one of the greatest collections of public art in the world. We're renowned. The Cloud Gate, better known as the Bean, and the Art Institute Lyons, and Buckingham Fountain, and Picasso. But in the Year of Public Art, we're pushing beyond the monumental downtown
classic public art.
To something more on the ground and everywhere in the city. So literally, we will have artist commissions in every ward of the city. These will be murals, installations, sculpture. There'll be surprises. Maybe a yarn bomber is going to take over some structure and recreate it in our eyes. And with that, I think what we're doing is unleashing new forces, new thinking about what art is, where art shows up, and how it should feel in our lives.
Commissioner Kelly, why is that important? Why is public art important? Why is it a priority for DCASE?
Because we're the human species, and we're wired for creativity. We're not an extra. We're not a frill. And so I maybe reverse the question. Who would have ever think that the cityscape should be bereft of art, of creativity? That's the crazy idea. And so we have to recognize that. And so why shouldn't the built landscape, this is what we create, the city, why shouldn't it have more delight? Why shouldn't every streetscape be an artscape? Why shouldn't pedestrian bridges be designed so that they're artful? Why shouldn't streets bring pleasure to our eyes?
Why? I mean, I'll ask the question because I think about just the way that we've separated arts and culture in the schools, and it always seems to be the last thing on the agenda, and the first thing to be cut.
First to be cut.
So why do you think that is? I mean, for everything you just said, the idea that, you know, reverse the question, why shouldn't we have it? Why do you think our society has moved in a direction where arts and culture are the first thing to go, that it seems to be something that can be removed?
Well, boy, that's a great question. And if I knew the right answer, then maybe we wouldn't face this conundrum. But it seems we see it in every kid. There's a creative instinct. And then does it get beaten out of us? Where only then certain adults define themselves as creative and then we sort of order our world that way, and it's constantly pushed off as the frill, the extra. So why do all kids need creative outlets as kids? Because they're kids. And because it's about their development, that anyone thinks that we're going to develop well-rounded, thinking, smart adults, and it's just going to be the math class that's going to do that, it just doesn't understand who we are and what makes us tick.
In the past, you've seen public art sculptures, or at least a commitment to arts and culture, done in areas, more affluent areas of Chicago. You think of Lincoln Park. I think of Lincoln Square and what they've done in that area. And some at Rogers Park is a good example of some public art. And there are some areas of Chicago that, you know, are maybe lower income, that don't necessarily have the resources to be able to put a public art project together because there are other pressing issues. Is that what the neighborhood, the 50x50, is about, is to be able to bring the idea of creative development and creative artistic endeavor to areas that usually don't have it?
Well, to every area. So, of course, it should be in our downtown district because it's the center of the city, but it should never stop there. And so our motto of the city is Herbs and Horto, so garden the city. I want to change the motto. Now, am I leading a campaign to change the motto? No. But what I mean, it should be art in our city. And I think the difference is the garden the city, there was that idea that, well, this pastoral escape. But I think what people really want is what you see in Millennium Park, where people love to be with other people and then to be inspired by work. And it all can't be monumental, but that same idea applies to every neighborhood in the city. And so this is – actually, I don't know of another city who has quite done this. There are cities that have historically been doing more with murals, but we're doing something pretty wild and awesome here. Every neighborhood will have probably at least two commissions of important, significant work coming from Chicago artists. And then on top of it, I used the phrase before, unleashing forces. So many organizations are getting excited. I just met with the Hyde Park Art Museum today, and they're putting on their outside wall in the year public art inspired by this. They're doing their Wall of Now, and that becomes part of who they are. I just met with the Ed Paschke Art Museum in a very different part of the city.
Jefferson Park.
And they're going at it. Right. And the DuSable Museum, there's going to be a 100-foot-long mural. And this isn't even the 50 by 50. So these forces being unleashed. And for our artists, put in your application. Go to our website. You'll find all the information under the Year of Public Art. And we're going to qualify artists. So artists have to have the bona fides. They have to have a body of work. But we're looking to include, not exclude. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to put this awesome portfolio of possibility in front of aldermen and community groups and amazing things.
Do they get the, I mean, at the end, the talk about the process of, you know, you talk about what it takes to be an artist or what you're going to vet to make sure the artists are legit. But what at the end is it the idea that the alderman signs off on a community group? Who signs off on what
the
they use?
The alderman. So it's going to be a very democratic process, which is a little different than how people think of curation.
Sounds
in art.
Awful. no, I'm joking.
Well, and some people like aldermen are, but you know what? Well, first of all, I've been amazed at how many aldermen have like jumped into this. We have one alderman who has committed not 10,000, which we match, but 180,000, another 70,000. So they're putting skin in the game.
Yeah.
They're starting to rethink what am I responsible for? And that art now is, I'm not just curbs and lights. I'm curbs, lights.
And art.
And art.
It has the ability in a project, when you talk about the Year of Public Art, to transform not only neighborhoods, but as a whole, the city of Chicago. I mean, to really, like you said, I mean, curbs, lights, and art. It's Commissioner Mark Kelly in studio with me. He is the commissioner of the Chicago's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. We're talking about the 50 by 50 Neighborhood Arts Project. Deadline to apply March 10th. Go to the website if you're an artist you want to apply. We'll continue the conversation here on The Download right after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio, Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events Commissioner Mark Kelly. We're talking about the Year of Public Art, the 50 by 50 Neighborhood Arts Project. If you're an artist, the deadline to apply is March 10th. It's an interesting time to be an artist. A lot of departments, like the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, or at the state level or at the national level, they give grants to artists to be able to commission work and put work out there. A different administration in Washington, budget stalemates in Springfield. It seems like the idea of getting funding for arts is limited. How do you see it? How do you see the landscape that it comes to state-funded or federal-funded arts, especially when administrations change or we have ideological fights in Springfield?
Well, if you're going to look at Springfield or Washington, I guess you could put your head down in just despair. But we're in Chicago, and the fact is our mayor Rahm Emanuel, genuinely cares about art. It's not a political plank. It's something genuine. I feel unfettered in my job, the ability to go at it. Our budget isn't being cut, and I hope to fight for more, whether that's you know, most of that more is not going to come through the city's budget because we all know the challenges faced there. But there's lots of other ways that we can bring support to the artists of this city. I'll give you an example. The music and theater communities of Chicago, the performance in Chicago is extraordinary. Yet, when we look at surveys of tourists, it's not high on their list of what they're going to do. We've never marketed, we've never presented the power of Chicago theater and music relative to the incredible strength. One of the greatest cities in the world.
New York does theater. Nashville does music. I mean, that's part of that, that fabric. You get off the airplane and it's
and
in front
Chicago,
of your face.
And Chicago, I'm going to argue it's better. Right. In Chicago, compared to New York theater, it's more on the ground. It's innovative. It's gutsy. And it's far less expensive. And it's 250 theaters. And in music, we are one of the greatest incubators of music in the world. Our clubs are authentic. They're owned by real people and not conglomerates. But yet we've never done what Nashville or New Orleans or New York have done for those industries. And that's how we can bring value, because in the end, it's
yeah, but it takes money. I mean, we just saw a fight at city council about some extra money that was left over from a rebate plan. And Mayor Emanuel wanted to put it towards trees. And Alderman said, the only thing that matters right now are the social issues like gun violence and the others. So as someone who is a commissioner at the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's great to put up public art, but, you know, when there's limited resources, how do you justify doing that when, you know, there are other pressing issues that need to be dealt with?
Well, Choose, which is committed to building tourism, which builds the economic vitality of the city. We have almost 55 million tourists. They have joined with us. They love this idea of getting a more gritty, authentic cultural message. Let's quit the pizza. You know, come if you want pizza, have pizza. But come on, you come here. I want a tourist to come here and feel like he or she has to leave in sackcloth if they don't go check out theater and music. You know that
That's great.
But right now you don't. I had my pizza. I can feel okay. No, you can't.
But do you get that money? Do you get the idea to messaging is money? And so to put up billboards, do the whole thing, do you get that money through a city of Chicago budget? Do you have to go elsewhere to try to make that message work?
That's the Choose budget, which is a separate budget from the government. And it's governmental funded indirectly, but and they love this new thinking, and they have agreed to be partners with us. And we're having conversations with the theater music community about how we bring that to the fore. So I think that's one example. I think another example is with our foundations, to bring them together instead of all these one-off projects where they want someone to do something for them, but rather they come together supporting something more thoughtful and strategic, bringing value both to them. And to
these are not-for-profits in Chicago, cultural not-for-profits that might give grants to artists as well, things like that. That's an interesting way to think about it, too. If there was a more uniformity to the way that money is given to artists or around certain ideas. The other thought is corporate responsibility. We heard the mayor talk not too long ago at Malcolm X College about corporations needing to step up for the social issues of Chicago. Government can't do it all. Do you look towards the private sector for arts funding, for the ability to make a transformation in the city of Chicago, the one that you're looking to be done?
Yeah, our tagline is pony up. I'm kidding, but
tagline.
I just received a phone call today, and I can't until this happens, but here it is, the Year of Public Art, and a major institution, one of the most important, but it's in private hands, and they've been inspired by this idea of the Year of Public Art, and they just approached me today that they want to work with us, they want to hire artists, and they want to do something more authentic than what they've done before, where it's been, oh, look at those pretty pictures or daisies, but it hasn't been real art. It's been, we sort of love art, but not really. So I think it's an example of what when you focus your efforts and you push it out there, you're sometimes surprised by new partnership and new possibilities. And so I just, that's an example of, I think, what we have to do. So pony up means look at value the necessity of art and make sure that you're not just doing something shallow and on the surface is, you know, the fit the corporate.
Yeah, whatever the bottom line.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting dilemma because if you want to make the city first and foremost known for arts and culture, you want them to, like I said, get off the airplane and be able to walk into O'Hare and say, this is a city that's known for this. I mean, there are cities that do that. I mean, New Orleans, you mentioned.
Armstrong Airport.
Yeah, right, exactly. Is that something you think you can – do you have enough lobby, clout, political will to be able to convince all the parties that are involved in something like that to happen?
I want to try. You know, do I have the clout? You could say I don't have any clout. I have a bully pulpit. So the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, a lot of people forget it's even a city agency. They think we're just like these crusaders for art. And so the work of Lois Weisberg and Michelle Boone, I can work off of that and fight for that bully pulpit, and that's probably the most important responsibility I have, is to convene people, get them excited about ideas, and remind people again and again. The great conundrum of Chicago is this, that we are one of the great cultural incubators of the world, and yet Chicago often feels so staid and conservative, yeah, and afraid of its own shadow. They're both true.
It's complex. Yeah.
And my job is to push the needle on that first part of it and help the city understand the power of that and how it makes us a better city, a more vibrant city, a more alive city. And it, of course, gets into issues of class and race, because much of that incubation comes from surprising places in the city.
Well, you got us. I mean, we're on board. The Download's on board. And I love to have this conversation. We continue to have you in here, because it's great to have a commissioner that wants to come in and talk about the issues of the city of Chicago. Commissioner Mark Kelly, he's the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. The 50 by 50 Neighborhood Arts Project, where DCASE is giving away commissions for new works in all 50 wards here in Chicago. The deadline for that is March 10th to apply. Go to the website. You can find it. It's part of the Year of Public Art 2017. Commissioner Kelly, always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.